Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, October 29, 2025. We're going to have the DX supplements. We're going to have Argentine destinations. We're going north to the northeast of the country to visit some important ruins. And we'll also have the artist of the day, which is Carlos Gardel. We'll be focusing with a special feature on the final years, which are also the most successful of his career and unfortunately of his life, as he died in a plane crash in 1935. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the accent. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz and also via internet on rae.com.ar plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital RAE, available for both Android and Apple phones. Coming up, the DX supplement, but before that, let us play a little bit of music. This is a track from the very early 1990s, I think it was the year 1991, and was the first massive hit. No, it wasn't the first, actually, but I think it was the biggest until that moment that the Auténticos Decadentes had. This was a massive radio hit called Loco Tu Forma de Ser, I'm Crazy About Your Way, or basically, You Drive Me Crazy, by Los Auténticos Decadentes, written and sung by one of its guitarists, the genius Jorge Serrano.
Son estrellas en la noche de la mediocridad.
Your way drives me crazy, or I go crazy about your way, your personality. It's difficult to translate what he says. It's such a great, great track. And trust me, folks, in the year, I think it was 1991. Yes, 1991. You wouldn't go half hour without listening to this song because it was everywhere. Loco tu forma de ser by Auténticos Decadentes.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mondo.
RAI, Argentinien in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
This is the DX Supplement, produced by Arnaldo Slaen, with information expected by DXers around the world, short with listeners, radio hams, a classic feature of RAI, the international service of the Argentine radio. So we're going to start with Bolivia, that has two shortwave stations still on the air. One operates on 3,310 kilohertz, which is Radio Mosochchasqui, broadcasting from the department of Chuquisaca. It can be heard daily from around 0900 UTC with folk music and a variety of local programming. The other Bolivian shortwave station, although irregular in its transmissions, is the historic Radio Pio XII, which broadcasts from the mining region of Potosí, specifically from Uyuni. It has recently been heard back on the shortwaves on its traditional 5,952 kHz frequency in the 49-meter band around 0100 hours UTC time, airing programs in Aymara and featuring local folk segments. Now we move on to the People's Republic of China with news about two regional shortwave stations operating in the tropical 60-meter band. One of them is PBS Yunnan from Xiantan, reported on 4,990 kHz around 2050 UTC time in Mandarin. The other is PBS Xinjiang from Urumqi, which has been running test transmissions on 7,205 kHz around 2235 UTC time in Uyghur. Let us continue now with Romania. From October 26, 2025 to March 28, 2026, the Spanish language shortwave service of Radio Romania International can be heard as follows: at 2000 hours UTC time on 9500 kHz for Spain, at 2200 UTC time on 17570 kHz VRM for Argentina and Brazil, at midnight UTC time on 17,560 kHz for South America and 9,730 kHz for the Caribbean, at 0300 hours UTC on 11,660 kHz for South America and 9,545 kHz for Central America. We continue now with a clandestine station broadcasting to one of Africa's most conflict-ridden regions, the Horn of Africa, that's Africa Northeast. We're talking about the Voice of Fano, which is transmitting in Amharic to Ethiopia on 15,215 kHz between 1700 and 1815 UTC time on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It now appears as a regular registration in the HFCC database, confirming that the broadcast is managed by Radio Miami International, RMI, operated by Jeff White and transmitted from the TDF site in Issoudun, France, using 500 kilowatts. However, this station has been on the air since May 1st, 2024, and the registration now indicates that its new schedule may shift to Mondays and Thursdays instead of the current days. Now we wrap up our listening suggestions with information from Europe. Shortwave radio, a commercial broadcaster, is transmitting as follows. 0700 through 2200 hours UTC time on 6160 kHz and 17 through 24 hours UTC time on 3975 kHz. Before we move on to other radio-related news, here's an update from Radio Taiwan International, likely to draw the attention of many listeners. Following several media reports about an internal sabotage incident affecting RTI's website, and in order to protect its reputation and prevent public misunderstanding, the station released the following clarification. The incident was detected, investigated, and reported proactively by the station itself. On September 11, RTI detected an unauthorized intrusion into its official website, in which the homepage banner was maliciously replaced. The broadcaster immediately filed a report and handed over digital evidence to the Taipei Police Department and the Ministry of Justice Investigation Bureau, requesting a formal inquiry. Because RTI is considered critical national infrastructure, the station also warned authorities that the breach might pose a national security risk. Thanks to collaboration with police and judicial authorities and assistance from RTI's cybersecurity team, evidence now indicates that the sabotage was carried out by a small group of rogue employees in collusion with staff from an external company. These individuals planned and executed the hack deliberately, disrupting the station's online operations. The employees involved have been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. On October 13, RTI's legal representatives filed a formal complaint with the District Prosecutor's Office. A disciplinary committee meeting has been scheduled for October 21st to apply internal sanctions as necessary. Now let us continue with some broadcasting news from Latin America. Argentina. While still in its testing phase, like FM 102.1, it will officially launch on Monday, November 3, with a complete rebranding that includes a new identity, programming, on-air team, and strong expansion toward digital and streaming platforms such as likefm.com.ar, Kick, Twitch, and YouTube, reaching an increasingly connected and multi-platform audience. The station belongs to Prisa Publicidad and Loop Media, led by General Manager Tomás da Silva. It will broadcast from new studios on Humboldt Street in the Palermo neighborhood of Buenos Aires. Its format targets a young adult audience with a contemporary pop playlist focusing on major hits. The 102.1 megahertz frequency is little known in Greater Buenos Aires as it sits close to Aspen 102.3 FM, which is operated by Grupo Octubre. The project stems from an agreement between Prisa Publicidad, Loop Media, and FM La Patriada, which holds the ENACOM license for the frequency, according to La Nación newspaper. Now we continue in Peru. A new radio station will be installed on the border with Colombia and Brazil to reinforce the presence of the Peruvian state in that remote region. The station, to be named Santa Rosa, will help keep residents informed about government actions, especially in health and education. According to the Ministry of Transport and Communications, the MTC, the project aims at strengthening national identity and state presence in the Loreto department, specifically in the Putumayo and Mariscal Ramón Castilla provinces. The Vice Minister of Communications, Carlos de los Santos, emphasized that this initiative, developed with the Ministry of Defense and the Joint Command of the Armed Forces, demonstrates cooperation and synergy between two key sectors in promoting connectivity, inclusion, and national sovereignty. And finally, a note from Mexico. On 89.3 FM, the mayor of Hermosillo, Antonio Astiazarán, along with his wife, Patricia Ruibal Zaragoza, inaugurated Radio La H, the city's first public radio station. After the ribbon-cutting ceremony, Radio La H went live, offering cultural and community-oriented programming such as Arte y Cultura de la Región, Saludablemente Hablando, Ciudad Solar, La H Sin Límites, and Creadores al Aire. That would be Art and Culture of the Region, Speaking with Health, Solar City, Limitless H, and Creators on the Air. There will also be family and children-friendly programs like Uno, Dos, Tres por la Familia, 1, 2, 3 for the Family, Patitas al Aire, Little Paws on the Air, and Baila y Canta con Música, Dance and Sing with Music. Yvonne Andrade Cepeda, Director of Communications for the Hermosillo City Council, explained that this is the first public station in the city designed not for profit, but to serve and enrich the local community. Mayor Astiazarán added that public radio represents an opportunity to unite the city instead of dividing it, to showcase local artistic, cultural, and sporting talent. We also pointed out that building the station in the Las Minitas Family Center was a deliberate choice, as the goal is to strengthen community values, culture, and identity from within that space. And with that, we come to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement, which is content produced by our very good friend and longtime DX and collaborator Arnaldo Slyen. Kind 73s.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Carlos Gardel's final years, but that will be after some folk music, and this is a classic originally released by the Ábalos brothers, a classic of the chacarera genre of folk music. Chacarera del Rancho, a rancho being a hut, a very humble dwelling typical of the Pampas. The rendition is that of the Los Nocheros group.
Para bailar, para cantar, para darme el gusto y allí milanear. Navidad a Carnaval. Un hornito y barro, morter y fogón, tengo de más, tengo de más. A mi negra chura que sabe matear, ¿para qué más, para qué más? Si alguna guaguita pudiera tener, uy qué feliz, uy qué feliz. Pero como dicen que Dios proveerá,
ya de venir, ya de venir. Cuando chacareras comienzo a cantar, cuál ha de ser, la chacarera del rancho señor. Claro que sí, claro sí fue.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Carlos Gardel, The One Who Sings Better Every Day.
Cabeza de un noble potrillo que justo en la raya afloja al llegar.
Owner of an incomparable voice and a huge talent, Carlos Gardel succeeded in making tango the Argentine music par excellence.
Por una cabeza me tejón de un día de aquella coqueta y risueña mujer.
Carlos Gardel was born in France in 1890. But he grew up in Buenos Aires, where already in 1908 he started performing in some small stages in the city. His repertoire, basically folklore during the first part of his career as professional artist, was deeply increased when he dared interpret the first tango canción. That's to say, the first tango whose music was accompanied by lyrics. The tango as a musical genre was just starting to find its own expression, and it was far from being popular. In 1911, Carlos Gardel joins guitarist and singer José Razzano, and together they integrated a very successful artistic duo. Yet, in 1917, Gardel's career takes a new course. That year, he's chosen to premiere a revolutionary tango, My Sad Night.
Per corta che mi augurate, è lo che forza mi vita.
Hasta 1917.
Until 1917, Gardel's repertoire included sambas, tiles, and country songs. Tango was a dancing music that still missed the singer's voice. But everything changed when the Gardel presented My Sad Night at the Empire Theater, written by his friend Pascual Contursi. The piece became the first tango canción in tango history.
Tango canción de la historia.
De noche cuarzo mi acuesto, no puedo cerrar la puerta, fuerte dejando la abierta.
This way, My Sad Night became the first tango properly sang, interpreted, and at the same time, the first tango interpreted by Carlos Gardel. And not only that, together with the lyricized tango, Gardel created the figure of tango singer. His style, his figure, ruled even after his death. As from Gardel, every interpreter had as reference the model he had invented. Hugo Marcel says so.
No hay un antes de Gardel. Hay un a partir de Gardel.
If we talk of lyricized tango, there isn't a before Gardel. There is a as from Gardel. Gardel is definitely linked to the beginning of tango, its origins, its ways, character and profile. It is Gardel and nobody else.
Es Gardel y nadie más.
Rechiflao en mi tristeza, te evoco y veo que has sido en mi pobre vida paria solo una buena mujer. Tu presencia de bacana puso calor en mi nido. Fuiste buena, consecuente, y yo sé que me has querido.
As from that moment on, Carlos Gardel fully took to tango. And in 1923, more than half his repertoire was already integrated by this music. His public expanded as quickly as his success.
Nada debo agradecerte, mano a mano hemos quedado. No me importa lo que has hecho, lo que haces y lo que harás.
In 1923 and 1924, the duo Gardel-Razzano held their first presentations in Spain and France, where the tango had already become popular. Gardel's European tours would occur more often, although not with Razzano.
Mientras tanto que tus triunfos, pobres triunfos pasajeros, sean una larga fila de riquezas y placer.
Three technological developments of the time collaborated with the international success of Gardel. The recordings with the microphone, the sound movies, and the radio. The years 1926 and 1927 were the years in which Carlos Gardel registered the largest number of records, exceeding 100 songs in all. Out of the hits of the time, we can mention Going Down Belgrano Street. Tango historians agree to point out that Carlos Gardel had an important business outlook that explains not only his choice of tango and the incorporation of technological findings of the time, but also the care of his image. Besides taking care of his health and his voice, Carlos Gardel always tried to watch his weight, the gym, and paid special attention to the gestures made by his face and hands when he sang. He devoted the same care and interest in his apparel. He also knew to profit from the growing interest for tango in Europe and the States. And Maria Volonté tells us so.
Es un artista que ha dado como el puntapié inicial para todo un proceso.
Carlos Gardel is the artist that gave the kickoff of a whole process, who was deeply aware of the artistic importance of the music he was trying to develop. And the way he projected it to the world turned him into the first Latin American artist with an international echo of his own voice.
Mundialmente hablando.
Viejo smoking de los tiempos en que yo también tallaba, cuánta papusa graba en tu sola mayor.
At the beginning of the 30s, Carlos Gardel was already an internationally renowned singer. He had traveled several times to Spain and France, where the media defined his triumphal success. He recorded and sold thousands of records and signed new contracts. He also incorporated a new modality that would modify his career and the popularity of his art, the movies.
Yo no siento la tristeza de saberme derrotado y no me amarga el recuerdo de mi pasado esplendor. No me arrepiento del viento ni los años que he tirado, pero yo volverme solo, sin amigos, sin amor.
In 1930, Carlos Gardel starred 15 sound shorts, each about a song. Filmed and premiered in Buenos Aires, they were presented as theater tangos. The most elaborated of all can be said to be Old Tuxedo, in which Gardel, before singing, performed a dramatic sketch about unemployment and poverty during the times of the Big Depression. It was said that Gardel's shorts were the first video clips of movie history. And from then on, Carlos Gardel would devote to the movies. After a not very successful premiere in France, Carlos Gardel returned to Argentina, where he opened the film Lights of Buenos Aires. The success was really huge and immediate, and turned him into the very popular figure of the Latin American singer, a new market for him. Shortly afterwards, when he was shooting a new movie in France again, he met and started working with lyricist and scriptwriter Alfredo Lepera.
Como ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar.
Together, Carlo Gardel and Alfredo Lepera would produce a large number of songs, and Gardel's world's popularity will become one with Lepera's. Most of the songs were produced for the movies, such as Silence, Faraway Land of Mine, Downslope, For Ahead, and the very famous My Beloved Buenos Aires. And of course, the best, The Day You Left Me.
El día que me quiera, la rosa se engalana, se vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color. Y al viento las carparas dirán que ella eres mía, y loca la portada. La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas los mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo. Luciérnaga curiosa, que verán tu cara de mi corazón. El día que me quiera no habrá más que armonía. Será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial. Traerá quieta la brisa, rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quieras, endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor. Florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor. La noche que me quiera, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo. Luciérnaga curiosa, que verán tu cara de mi corazón.
In December 1933, Gardel and Lepera traveled to the States, where they celebrated a contract with Paramount Pictures, the company that was looking for someone to take over Rodolfo Valentino's figure. All in all, the company produced 5 films starred by Carlos Gardel, with the script and song lyrics of Alfredo Lepera. Historian Osvaldo Barsky describes the admiration Gardel aroused during the shooting sets. When Gardel was shooting in New York, all the Paramount studios came to a halt and people went to watch him live. There were 300 to 400 people. When Gardel interpreted Her Eyes Closed, the commotion was such during the shooting of the scene upon the body of his dead wife, his love, the whole situation. Everything was so touching, and his musical capacity to get pain across was so real that they said that once the scene was over, there was a general chilling silence of about 20 seconds, followed by an awesome ovation when the people realized that he had imprinted in history the feeling of a very deep pain.
Un documento de dolor profundo. ojos se cerraron y el mundo sigue andando. Su boca que era mía ya no me besa más. Se apagaron los ecos de su reír sonoro.
At the beginning of 1935, Carlos Gardel was already a true popular idol of the Hispanic world in the States, France, and Spain. And of course, throughout all Latin America.
Quise abrigarla y más pudo la muerte, como me duele y se ahonda mi herida.
In March 1935, accompanied by Lepera and a group of Argentine guitar players, all collaborators, Carlos Gardel left from New York to Puerto Rico, the first stop in a tour of several countries of America, which he never completed.
Como perros de presa las penas traicioneras, velando su cariño galopaban detrás, y escondida en las aguas de su mirada buena, la muerte agazapada marcaba su compás.
From April to June that year, the singer put on special performances in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Curaçao, Aruba, and Colombia. In each one of his shows, he received the warm affection of the large number of fans who followed him everywhere, to embrace him and kiss him.
Porque tú sabes tan cruel como la vida, porque esta vuelta siniestra de la suerte.
And it was there, in Colombia, on June the 24th, 1935, that the most popular idol of Argentine music and of tango met his early death as a consequence of an air accident. The death of Carlos Gardel silenced the Argentine people, who could not believe in the news that arrived from Colombia. Several rumors spread the following week and the next, little sagas that ensured that Gardel was still alive and that he was so disfigured by the burns suffered in the accident that he lived hidden in Colombia.
Silencio en la noche, ya todo está en calma, el músculo duerme, la ambición trabaja, un clarín se oye, peligra la patria, y al grito de guerra los hombres se matan, cubriendo de sangre los campos de Francia.
The remains of Carlos Gardel took 7 months to arrive in Argentina. Some 30,000 people waited at the harbor to accompany the coffin to a multitudinous wake. There, an orchestra interpreted the tango, Silence. And since then, his recordings can be listened to in every Argentine radio broadcaster. His films are still shown, and the Argentine people still say that Gardel sings better every day.
Yo adivino el parpadeo de las luces que a lo lejos van marcando mi retorno. Son las mismas que alumbraron con sus pálidos reflejos hondas horas de dolor.
The tango music owes Gardel the creation of a style and the mass popularization of the new genre. Historian Osvaldo Barsky tells us about his transcendence.
Expresó excepcionalmente ese clima cultural.
Gardel exceptionally expressed that extraordinary cultural climate that filled Buenos Aires in the first decades of the 20th century. He could understand it and transmit it through an unrivaled art. That's the reason of his eternal presence. And that's why his huge artistic quality turned him into an unbeatable figure. Because he clearly was and is unique. That's why he's still alive, not as a myth, but as an absolutely exceptional reality, as a person and as an artist.
Tengo miedo del encuentro con el pasado que vuelve a enfrentarse con mi vida. Tengo miedo de las noches que pobladas de recuerdos encadenen mi soñar. Pero el viajero que huye tarde o temprano detiene su andar. Y aunque el olvido que todo destruye
RAI, Argentina to the World, presented Carlos Gardel, the one who sings better every day.
Volver con la frente marchita, la nieve del tiempo placearon.
Translation and voice, Miriam Turcula. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Matías Arreceigor.
Que 20 años no es nada, que febril la mirada, errante en la sombra, te busca y te nombra. Vivir con el alma aferrada a un dulce recuerdo que yo...
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, mi esencia.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentine.
RAI, Argentina au mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mondo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, the International Service of the Argentine Radio, presents Argentine Destinations. Today, the Jesuit mission ruins of San Ignacio de Mini. Today we travel to San Ignacio Mini, in the province of Misiones, a site where history, nature, and faith come together. These are the ruins of one of the most important Jesuit missions built in the 17th century, a place that still echoes with the voices of the Guarani people and the Jesuit priests who once lived among them. San Ignacio Mini was founded in 1610 by Jesuit missionaries whose goal was to evangelize and protect the Guarani indigenous communities, creating settlements known as reducciones or reductions. These were organized villages that combined European and Guarani traditions with schools, churches, workshops and homes arranged around a central square. The mission thrived for more than a century, becoming one of the most prosperous and advanced communities in South America. But in 1767, when the Jesuits were expelled from Spanish territories, San Ignacio Mini and the other missions were abandoned and slowly reclaimed by the jungle. What remains today are the red sandstone ruins, beautifully preserved amid the lush vegetation of Misiones. The main church, the school, and the plaza still show the remarkable urban planning and architecture of the Jesuit Guarani culture. The carvings on the walls reveal a unique artistic blend: Christian symbols mixed with native motifs, a testament to the cultural fusion that took place there. In 1984, San Ignacio Mini was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site, together with other Jesuit missions in Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. The site is now one of the main tourist attractions in Misiones, just 60 kilometers from Posadas, the provincial capital. Visitors can walk through the ruins during the day, exploring the stone corridors and the remains of the church's massive doorway. But one of the most moving experiences takes place at night, with the image and sound show, a light and sound projection that tells the story of the Jesuit missions through music, narration, and visual effects cast directly onto the ancient walls. It's a powerful reminder of the encounter between two worlds, the European and the indigenous, and how, for a time, they managed to coexist and create something unique. For those traveling through Misiones, the San Ignacio ruins are often part of a larger route, the Jesuit mission circuit, which includes other sites such as Santa Ana, Loreto, and Santa Maria la Mayor. Each one offers a different glimpse into this fascinating chapter of South American history. And of course, the region offers much more. From the green subtropical forest that surrounds San Ignacio to the mighty Iguazu Falls, just a few hours away. San Ignacio Mini is not just a tourist attraction. It's a place where history breathes, where stones tell stories, and where the jungle guards the memory of a dream that lasted over a century. This has been Argentine Destinations, your weekly journey through the landscapes and heritage of Argentina. Today, we paid a visit to the incredible ruins of San Ignacio Mini in the province of Misiones. And speaking of Misiones, we're gonna play a track that I adore and is named after perhaps the most visible feature of Misiones territory, which is the red earth that is so typical of this landscape. And one of the most important musicians and artists ever to come from the province of Misiones is Django Spasiuk, an accordionist, perhaps the most important we have now, the most important accordionist that we have now. He wrote this beautiful tune that is a love song dedicated to his native Misiones soil, Red Earth. We'll be right back.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's play a great track by Argentina's top hard rock band, Rata Blanca. This is a song about coming back home after a hard day's work, commuting on the train, volviendo a casa.
Oh, oh, oh.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE in English for Wednesday, October 29, 2025. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Join us tomorrow for a new show via the shortwaves of WRMI or also via internet on riot.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.